Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shampoo.
Hey everyone, it's Anthony from Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's your official intelligence unit. My Batolio is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast.
And you're listening to
WEED Chiampa.
Episode 23 Skidoo for Monday, November 16, 2015. And now for the weather. Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those tampons?
Well, thank you very much, Betty. Tonight it is currently 79 degrees and a few clouds in the sky. It's actually a nice 54% humidity, and the wind speed is calm.
50?
Huh, what?
Only 54% humidity.
Only 54% humidity. It's absolutely beautiful. So tonight's going to be partly cloudy with a low about 68. The east wind about 7 to 9 miles an hour. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 86. East wind 8 to 13. Tuesday night mostly cloudy with a low around 72 with a light breeze out of the east. A lot of east wind. And then Wednesday we're looking at about a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 86 and some light breezes from the southeast. 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
Chicago weather. Take it away, Joe.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe, and here's your Chicago weathers. Right now, it's 50 degrees. It's overcast. Humidity is 68%.
Wow.
The winds are out of the south at 12 miles per hour and are gusting at 23 miles per hour. The temperatures have taken quite a dip because this afternoon and this morning when I was out, it was quite nice. It was quite warm. But the clouds are on the horizon. So anyways, the current dew point is 40 degrees, which means that it's dry. So tonight, showers are likely, mainly after 4 a.m. It shall be cloudy with a low around 48, with winds south-southeast around 15 miles per hour and gusting at times as high as 25 miles per hour.
Wow.
Chance of precipitation is 60%. So for tonight, new precipitation amounts less than a tenth of an inch possible. But Tuesday, rain with thunderstorms possible afternoon. Some of the storms could produce very heavy rainfall. Highs will be near 57 with very breezy southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Yes, gusts will be high as 30 miles per hour. So if you're in a Vespa, we suggest that you keep it at home and take public transportation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Chance of precipitation is 100%.
Wow.
And rainfall amounts could be between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. Now, Tuesday night, rain and possibly a thunderstorm. Temperatures will be rising to around 59 by 11 p.m. It'll be windy with a south-southeast wind 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts high as 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 100%. So folks, it's going to be rain.
It's going to be a wet one.
Yes, very wet, and the rest of the week is going to be in the 40s with Saturday night, get this, folks, a slight chance of snow showers.
Ooh, yeah, I did hear some news that you guys are going to be getting some snow soon.
Yes.
So wow, snow showers soon.
We might have to break in Saturday night with a breaking Chicago News snow report.
Thanks, Joe. You put a really weird spin on the weather.
And so I'm off the script, and well, hey, everybody. Joe here for tonight's Facebook poll. It's actually on our blog, so what I have in the script is totally incorrect.
Oh, my goodness.
Script. When you open a bag of Dr. Pepper licorice sticks, is the bag left over by the time you're done for the evening? Your possible answers could be, no, yes, maybe. I'm really lying, though, because I'm really no. I'm diabetic. Shut the fuck up. I'm granola. Here, try one of these instead. What is this? Clicky, clicky.
Clicky, clicky.
So go to our page, blog.chiampa.info, and vote. So far, what is this? Clicky, clicky has got the most votes.
Yeah, clearly, clearly, because I don't even know what these things are. I have never heard of this Dr. Pepper licorice stuff.
Oh, well, it was my birthday on Friday.
Okay, yes, yes, it was. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. And so my best friend Lee here in Chicago, he took me to some delicious lunch at Big Jones.
Ooh.
Yes. Their fried chicken is the bomb.
Nice. Very nice.
But afterwards, we went to this this place called Candiality. And they have all kinds of liquor sticks. And my favorite are the Dr. Pepper liquor sticks.
Okay. Okay.
So I bought a bag. And they were gone rather quickly.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of like, that gave me some inspiration for the poll.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it. But I totally get that.
They're just a very tasty Dr. Pepper flavored licorice stick.
Okay. All right. No, I'm all about that. I'm all about that. That's good for me. That's totally good for me.
You know, but Friday was kind of a rough day, though, for sure. A rough day. But, you know, you're tuned in to WEED, Chicago Tampa Cheyenne Radio, because you're here to lighten up and relax a little.
Yes.
With Joe and Anthony.
Yes, with your two lovable idiots, as Betty likes to call us. And
yes.
Have you been listening to Rush Hour lately?
You know, Rush Hour has become one of my new favorite programs on our show.
And, you know, and it's the same thing with me. I'm actually, you know, I get up in the morning and I start going about my day. I get up about 6 in the morning Eastern and I kind of start get the coffee going. And then, you know, I catch the morning CPR news and then I pop over to Betty. Obviously, she's doing the whole Rush Hour thing.
Yeah.
I have her in the car on my way to work, on my way to the office. You know, it's phenomenal, and it's been quite an entertaining experience since she kicked off last Monday.
Well, before we opened for business, I had the show playing, and Betty was playing over the whole entire dining room. It was kind of funny.
Well, that's awesome. So, what do your employees think of the Morning Rush Hour? What's their take on it?
Well, actually, nobody was there. I turned it off before anybody came in.
Oh, okay, I see.
It was just a test. I wanted to hear how it sounded. Yeah,
and it sounds pretty good. Good,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well,
that's phenomenal.
Crystal clear. You know, she was going at it, doing her thing.
That's how Betty is.
Yeah. You know, we're in case you don't know what we're talking about, folks, it's a Morning Rush Hour program. We decided to kind of change things up and
yep.
really put a nice, cool, creative spin on what we do here. Because after a minute, you all have to agree. You don't want to hear the same program every morning. You want to hear a little something different. And so Anthony's got this really awesome device that randomizes things, keeps to a good 30-minute time for programs. Yeah, and yeah, cool stuff. Toppers.
Toppers has proven to be an entertaining one, that's for sure.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, all the shows, some of them actually normally would run longer than 30 minutes, but what we do is, because, you know, nobody likes to sit in traffic, and there's a few things on that rotation that can last, that are an hour and a half. And the whole thing with it is it just keeps it moving. You get 30 minutes of something. If you like it, you know, obviously they identified in the beginning. If you like it, I think eventually we're going to have to, on the blog, we're going to have to put some links of who we have in our morning rush hour. We'll have to work on that jointly on the blog and kind of everything that we kind of, because I know that I think Toppers has a blog. Some of the other things that we run on there, like the indie thing, the granola one,
yes,
the indie road show, that one, that they have a place as well. I think all the ones that we throw on there so far have their own places. So we'll throw them out there, and then if you listen to something you like, clicky take you to their webpage. You can go ahead and learn more about them. So it's kind of a promotional thing. I like the 30 minutes. We may shorten it. Who knows? We may keep it at 30. May do it like 20. Who knows? We'll kind of have to work around the whole vibe of it and see how it all works out.
Exactly. But I've discovered too, because I did start putting in some news talk programming, that you know what? Music is the best, and the funnier it is, the better.
Oh, definitely.
You know, folks, it's like traffic sucks. You're sitting in traffic.
Oh, yeah.
You're dealing with people's horns. You're dealing with people looking at their cell phones because they're bored, too, and they're sitting in traffic.
Oh, no, totally.
But then it's like they're not paying attention. They're in the wrong lane.
Exactly.
They're causing strange dinosaur sounds to appear in your headphones.
It was supposed to be police cars.
Okay.
It's not a very good police car sound effect, but it's supposed to be police cars.
So, you know, you just, you want something fun to listen to.
Oh, that's, yeah. You want something good energy. Yeah. And I think some of those indie workshops, I may wind up pulling them off, but it seems to be randomizing them better now. So we'll kind of see how they go.
Yeah, that guy, the greatest...
He's a little bit of a pill sometimes, and, you know, I mean, some of the stuff is good, but he's a little bit of a pill sometimes. Like, I'm in traffic, and I'm like, next on the indie live workshop, we have, like, porridge in a bowl, set to dry.
You crave for this sound.
Yeah, right, exactly. Something. I'm like, Betty, give us some breaking news. Right? I'm sitting at a light and I'm about to fall asleep. But they're moving along well, and it seems like we've got a good randomization going on. Not the same track will not replay within 240 minutes. So through the whole rush hour, the same track will not play. The system will keep it from happening that way. So we try to give you a good variety.
You know, and one of the positive thing with the music programs, that the, you know, Toppers, for instance, is literally timeless. Everything that he does, it wouldn't matter when he did it, because it sounds just as good then as it does now. The music is all old anyways, so, you know, it's not stuff you're going to hear on your normal radio station. And folks, that is exactly how you know, we are. We're not a normal station. We're not normal. None of us are normal.
No, we're not NPR by far. Right. As Betty says, we are not NPR by any means of the stretch.
We don't have the NPR voice.
Yeah, you're listening to NPR now up 120 minutes of tree humming.
However,
but I actually have listened to NPR in the morning sometimes. But, you know, honestly, after a while, when you hear news every day on your commute, and news, you're kind of like, I don't want news anymore.
This is true. This is very true. On weekends, though, they do spice up some of their offerings with, one of the brothers from Click and Clack, the brothers died, but they still repeat some of their programming.
Yeah, I've caught they do that, and then Wait, Don't Tell Me, and then they do...
Also, in the mornings, there is an advertising show that is amazing.
Oh, really? I don't think I've caught that one. That might be too early for me.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. So there are some things that are pretty cool, but... Mm-hmm.
I tried to get tickets to Wait, Don't Tell Me when we were in Chicago.
Oh?
But they weren't taping the time we were there. And then we tried to get something for something else, and they weren't doing it while we were there, so we kind of got screwed. But we still had a good time anyway.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. Well, folks, We've got a really fun show with some really crazy news for you coming up later. Plus, we also have some New Joe Wisdoms.
Ooh, sweet. Yay, New Joe's Wisdoms. Sweet.
So, you know, do it. Just join us. There we go. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I guess that means, yeah, it looks like we're kind of there. Do you have some news for us, Joe?
And now for the news.
Why, yes, I do. And good evening, folks, from the Chicago of the Shyampa Chicago Studios. Here is your latest 420 news. Now, wait. Are you playing background music?
No. Do you hear background music?
Good. Now, if you got this in the mail, what would you do? Surprised homeowner finds pot in the mail in East Windsor. East Windsor is in Connecticut, folks.
Was it addressed to the house, or did it just mysteriously show up from an unknown source with no address on it?
It was from an unknown center. It was just addressed to the sender. I mean, from the sender, from an unknown source
to the recipient.
Yeah. It apparently had his name and address on it.
I don't know if I'd keep it or not.
It had a street value of approximately $6,000, according to police. The guy turned it in. But it ties in from Florida. It came from Florida.
Of course it came from Florida. Why wouldn't it have come from Florida? Shit like that comes from Florida.
Everything seems crazy from Florida. You
Everything
know,
is crazy in Florida.
What is up with Florida?
Florida is full of crazy-ass people. I don't know why. I don't know where they come from. Because a lot of them aren't originally from Florida. They come from some other state, and then they come to Florida, and either they're crazy when they get here, or they get here and they turn crazy.
Yes. You know, The Guardian is pretty light in its details on this story. The story is by Jamie Doward, by the way.
Okay.
But it's like, okay, you're mailing this package, and as it goes through the system, it stinks, it smells, it reeks of that deliciousness. So, I don't know. There's just so many things wrong. But let's move on, because this next story is even crazier. So, a man has this rare appetite disorder, and apparently, it gives him an insatiable appetite. Well, he pleaded no contest recently to breaking into houses to steal food and other belongings. The San Luis Obispo County District Attorney says in a statement that because of the condition, it allowed 20-year-old Tyler Jarvis to plead to 5 misdemeanors and get probation and treatment. He had previously been charged with felonies that could have led to jail time. Prosecutors say Jarvis has Prader-Willi syndrome, and they look closely at his case to reach a just outcome. They say people who've had it and are not monitored will often badly overeat and often go to great lengths seeking food. So apparently this dude he's agreed to pay restitution, he'll serve 3 years probation, and get residential treatment.
So this is really actually a real disease?
It's a real disease.
Huh, interesting.
The Prader-Willi syndrome, it just gives you this insatiable crazy appetite. And it clicks on things in your brain that just says you need to eat. Just find food, no matter how you do it.
Interesting.
Okay.
That is just, I don't know, that's just kind of odd.
Well, you thought that was odd.
Okay.
You know, folks, the world is full of a lot of things. And, you know, we're all trying to be diverse and understanding. So we're going to have to see a lot of crazy stories. Well, here's one for you. A transgender man thought he was out of shape, but discovered he was pregnant.
Nice.
Yes. Caden Coleman had lived as a man for nearly a decade and recently been taking hormone injections. Well, he thought he was out of shape and needed to work out some more, but it turns out he was pregnant.
Wow.
Katie Coleman, 29, who lives in, ding ding, Florida, had lived as a man for nearly a decade and was waiting for a double mastectomy when he noticed he was putting on weight. Now married to husband Elijah, he had been taking hormones for 5 years and never expected he would get pregnant. But ahead of the mastectomy operation, he had stopped taking the injections.
Wow.
Yeah, he was 21 weeks pregnant.
Wow.
So he ended up having a daughter.
Wow. Interesting.
You know, it's like he put his foot down and demanded a C-section. I don't know. All of this is just...
Okay.
These ideas of gender and all of this, it does confuse me.
Hmm.
It really does.
That is kind of strange.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, let me get this right, because we got about 10 minutes, so we can dwell on this for a bit. We can percolate.
As a matter of fact,
I need some good percolation music. You tell people how to get a hold of us, and I'll find some good percolation music. And don't forget to tell them about our little Skype thingy either.
Oh, yeah. Well, I completely forget about the Skype thingy, don't I?
Well, no, I reminded you. I don't know. Somewhere.
Uh-oh.
It's just Shyamba Radio.
Call. It's Shyamba Radio. Hey, folks, give us a call at 813-327-8566. That's how you can get to be on air with us in this really awesome, unique program. Or give us a call on Skype and just look us up as Shyamba Radio. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A Radio. And then you'll be in a little video conference and you can get a little tour of the Chicago studios and the Tampa studios.
You won't get a tour of the Tampa studios. There is no video on the Tampa studios. Sorry. Okay. Tampa studios are video restricted.
Well, the Chicago studios are open.
Chicago studios are open, so you're I guess you'll be fine with that.
You can look at my wall of maps.
All right.
I have all of maps. But anyways, we're going back to this interesting story here. We're talking about this transgender man that discovered that...
He was pregnant.
He was pregnant.
So, now, did he already have a cock?
No.
No, so he still had a vagina.
Still had a vagina.
So was he really a man then?
That's the question.
See, that's always my issue. I'm like, if you got the ding-a-ling, you still a dude. If you got the vajayjay, you still a chick. That's just how it works. I'm sorry. It may sound crude and rudimentary, but I don't care if you don't have titties anymore, you're on hormone replacement therapy, you're growing facial hair, I don't care. If the plumbing does not match what you are identifying yourself as, I have an issue with it. I don't have I totally get, hey, you know what? If you got the surgery and now you have a dick, great, you're a dude. But
now,
of course, if that was the case, you wouldn't be pregnant either, because I think they take all the insides out.
Well, and the person, this Elijah was, or this...
Chickens
and gorgeousness. So, Caden Coleman. Now, if this person had a functional penis, or a non-functional penis...
Yes.
It was still a penis, would you then still consider the man, or this...
Well, I mean, if she had gone through the operation to make what... Because, unfortunately, I've seen very little, and I've heard it's not very good in terms of what they do, and I really don't want to go looking. And I'm fine with that. But... I mean, but it's still, you had the surgery. You no longer have a vagina, then, and it's what medically would be considered a penis, then fine, you're a male. That's good. Caitlyn Jenner, he's still got his dick, so he's still a dude. I don't care how much Hollywood wants to try to sell him as a chick, he's not a chick, he's a dude in a dress. He may be transgendered. He's transgendered, he's in transition. Biologically, he is still a male, and I won't accept him as a female until he's get his dick cut off. You have to, it's like marriage. You have to make the commitment
yes.
to be able to take the title. That's my whole thing about it. I have no issue with it. Fine, you want to cut your ding-a-ling off? Great, cut your ding-a-ling off, get a vajayjay, everyone will be happy. Fine,
or
that's
the
great.
Reverse,
or the reverse.
Grow a ding-a-ling.
Fill it in and get a ding-a-ling. But either which way, you You have to go through that. My feeling is you have to go through the sexual reassignment surgery to qualify being called somebody of the opposite sex. I will call you transgendered. That is fine. But I will not call you a woman if you still have a 6-inch cock.
Right.
Or from what I've heard with him, 8.5 or 9-inch cock. Apparently he's got a big cock from what I've heard, which I think I really am not interested, but it's kind of like, that's such a shame. It really is. But anyway, but he's not a very attractive man to begin with, and he is a part of the Kardashians, so it's kind of useless anyway. So, yeah.
You know, my thought is, too, when I've read quite a few different, night at camp sources at the moment, but quite a few different articles on the subject of transgendered persons and what to call them and how to treat them. First off, it is quite honestly common courtesy. If a person comes to you and says, "Hi, my name is Bruce Jennings," or "Hi, my name is Felicia Middlestone," you know, it's common courtesy at that moment to refer to them as...
I will call you Felicia. I will call you Bruce. But if you're Bruce in a dress, if you're Felicia in a dress with a cock, if I have to generally speak, refer to you, you're going to be a he.
Well, but if I don't know, though, that you have a cock?
Yeah, if I'm not sure, I'll address you what you visually look like to me.
And exactly. Time. So that's... But
then if I find out you have a cock and you're in a dress, you're a he.
So then it becomes basically what I'm trying to get at is it's and I'm going to put this as uncouth as possible. It's a big mind fuck. They want you to just ignore the physical aspect and just rely on the confirmation and affirmation.
But that's what defines sex. Sexuality and sex. And this has always been my biggest issue with the transsexual, transgendered group kind of hitching their wagon to the gay and lesbian movement has just been the fact that our issue is sexuality. Their issue is sexual, the physical, sexual,
the gender,
for the gender, your physical gender. And I mean, they're two, while they are related, they are still two completely different aspects of the person.
Well, first the person has to deal with their gender issue, and then they can deal, I feel, then deal with their sexual identity.
Yeah, exactly. Because, something like
you
that.
You know, fine, what if you are a male that wants to be a female but is attracted to females, you know what I'm saying? So you get your ding-a-ling lopped
off.
You
get a vajayjay, and then you're a lesbian. All right, fine. Now you fall into the gay and lesbian movement. Now you're a woman who's interested in women. Great, that's how it works. But when you got a dick and you're interested in women, you're not gay, and you're not lesbian. So
is that what the Q is for the LGBT?
No, Q is questioning. Oh. Q is, I don't know what I like. Okay, I know, it's just like, okay, and then because we also have asexual and intersex, which I'm just kind of like, and that's the thing, like the questioning, I'm like, well, I think I might be gay. Well, isn't that what bisexual was about? Everyone that was bisexual was the I think I'm gay, but I'm not sure. I'm questioning, so I must be bi. Have we just like decided that bi, we couldn't have that in the bi category and we had to separate?
Well,
you know,
offends.
We put people in more boxes and we bitch about this, and it's kind of funny because we kind of stereotype ourselves, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. That's why I don't go out much, folks.
It's kind of frightening.
I don't go out for much for other reasons. But anyways, if you have a comment or opinion on this, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566 or via Skype at Shyampa Radio. We'd like to hear from you, being this is our 23rd episode. By the way, 23 Skidoo, it's an old 20th century term. It meant kind of like quick exit or just getting away from something quickly.
I see.
We're not getting away from you folks quickly. As a matter of fact, we got one more quick little story.
I was going to say, when you do go out and about in the whole aspect of things, how do you let your friends know where you're at when you're all stoned out and about?
Exactly. Who is appy? Who is happy? Yes, it's an iOS, Android app. We talked about this quite a few months ago. But apparently they now are offering the feature to show marijuana dispensaries and other information related to the legal purchase of cannabis.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, you'll be able to view dispensaries, head shops, and doctors specialized in cannabis on a map. Each is donated with a pin, denoted with a pin, and it gets 10% bigger every time you check in. Huh. So that's kind of crazy, though, because what happens if you check in like 1,000,000 times? It's going
to
completely...
I'm sure it comes to a certain limitation where it just stops.
But in addition to the location data, there's also a new sticker feature, because you know that's how we all like to communicate when we're stoned, with stickers.
Stickers annoy me.
I love stickers.
I can't stand stickers. I'm not a sticker person. Not at all.
And, well, folks, that's your latest 420 news.
Great. Thanks, Joe. I really appreciate it. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Or you can visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we'll play your message on the air. We're going to take a quick break here, and we got some of Joe's retro commercials. Oh, and you can get a hold of us on Skype at Shyampa Radio, C-H-I-A-M-P-A. Of course, if you know how to spell that, you've kind of already made it to our page. So, Shyampa Radio on Skype, we want to listen to you. We want to take your calls because, you know, we can talk to ourselves all night long, but it's more fun when more people are available. Exactly. So, all right. So, so we're going to take a little break here, have some Joe infomercial retro flashback, and yeah. Okay.
You are listening to WEED. Shyampa.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Quite a few years ago, back in the summer of 84, I was living the hardcore back-to-the-land Idaho panhandle hippie dream. Chop wood, carry water was the least of it. Two babies in diapers that I scrubbed in a tub on a board, the infant on the breast, goats, two of them, to milk daily, and no refrigeration, so cheese had to be made from the milk we wouldn't drink. A big garden, of course. Canning veggies on a wood cook stove, pickled eggs, chickens, ducks, geese, cats, a dog, and a fella who was more like a third child than a second adult. He worked for an outfit with a sign out front that said Swine Enterprises. Locally, it was known as the Pig Farm. One July afternoon, a couple came by the pig farm looking to buy a piglet they could raise for themselves. They looked like us and hailed from a region to the south called the Palouse. My fella sent them to our house to visit, have dinner, play a little music, and maybe even spend the night. They had a friend with them, a little guy with a bushy black beard they introduced as Charlie Brown. Well, this Charlie Brown checked out his surroundings and knew right off that it was my lucky day. He settled into the shade and began a recitation of the simple adjustments that would improve my situation. The fencing wasn't built right. I should be getting more milk from those goats. The orchard was in the wrong place. The firewood wouldn't cure by fall if it was stacked that way. That's not a proper water dipper. As far as I could tell, the only thing I had going in my favor was wearing my shoes on the right feet. I'll never forget that guy. The angle of his body in the chair, the way his limbs flailed every time he got a new idea. All you gotta do is this. All you gotta do is that. I remember being really incensed, but I don't exactly remember the things he said, or even how the rest of the evening played out. Music and dinner, for sure. We ended up doing that pretty regular with these folks, packing up our families and spending a weekend camped out at one another's houses. I saw Charlie Brown now and again, but not that much. People would say, oh, he was a lot different before the motorcycle accident. I do remember an evening beside a farmhouse in the rose light of August, looking past his face and daydreaming across the wind ripples in a wheat field while he explained the mechanism of his acuity at predicting earthquakes. A lot of people have Charlie Brown stories, and that's mine. How Charlie Brown taught me one of the biggest lessons of my life. All you gotta do is. All you gotta do is. I'm telling you, anytime, anybody tells me anything that starts out with "all you gotta do is," already I am not listening. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio.
To Wendy's and order a single, you get more beef than the Whopper or the Big Mac.
Where's the...
At Wendy's, you never have to ask, where's the beef?
Be careful where you place your implements. Hello there, this is Joe Wisdom. And I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface, but alas, I didn't. And I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course, but I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right. Hello, everybody. We are back.
Hey. We are back. We are back. And, you know, we were kind of mentioning earlier this evening that it's been kind of a fucked up weekend, especially on Friday. Anthony, you want to pick it up a little bit there?
You pick what up a little bit? The Friday thing? The whole thing with the Paris? Yeah, that's just... You know, we got to tip our hat for that and say, you know, it's a horrible thing. And, you know, we feel for everyone involved and hopefully everyone that's been affected by this can find peace. And hopefully one day soon, more than later, the world can find peace, you know, of some type, because, you know, we've been getting a lot of this shit lately. We got Paris. We had that Russian airliner.
Yes.
You know, we had the shit that's been going on in Bosnia and Kenya back in April.
It seems like every day when I look
every day, yeah.
There's like 40 to 60 killed in Iraq. So there's, it seems like every day a little bit more people are leaving the planet.
Yeah, basically. it's getting a little out of hand, and hopefully we'll find peace one day.
I mean, here in Chicago, you know, lots of people get wounded and killed, gunfire and shots, and apparently there's some case going on right now that could cause a whole lot of pandemonium and racial incidences with an officer shooting a kid 12 times or something.
Holy
so it's
shit.
Like, you know, it's a little insane, but I also wanted to discuss, I watched the Democratic debates.
Good, because I missed them. I missed them. You're going to have to fill me in.
I watched in its entirety, and, you know, all the candidates, they all had their moments. They all had their flubs, but at the end of the day, Hillary really did show her true colors, and they're not
really. How so? I guess that's my question. How so?
You know, she accused Sanders of impugning her integrity, and not, he really wasn't. He was just trying to say, "How do you mix apples with oranges?" And
so, like, give me an example, kind of. What a topic?
Somehow she referenced 9/11 and the reconstruction of New York, and how the fact that she donated so much money and efforts and time, and she just kind of dodged the question, made a big flub, accused the cat of jumping onto the printer.
Wow, that is kind of serious.
Yes. Sorry, folks. No, the cat, for some reason, jumped on the printer, and I don't know why, and it scared me. Anyways,
we interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Well, the cat is no longer on the printer, but it jumped on the printer. It spotted something flying in the air. It could have been a drone.
We have drone activity. Kitty is going. Hi, Kitty. Kitty is going after drone activity in the Chicago studios. We've got some serious shit going on here.
Yes, and it scares me when she looks around at nothing with such crazy intense enthusiasm. Uh oh.
The printer has become the object of Kitty's affection again. No. What happened?
We lost the cat.
Kitty has disembarked.
End of breaking news subject.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So O'Malley came through with a lot of jibs and jabs, and, you know, it was hard to tell if he supported Sanders or if he supported Clinton.
Mm.
Sanders, I gotta say, man, I still feel the burn, but... Mm. He does need to work on his curtain calls, you know, when he's asked to answer some of the tough questions. And I'm afraid I feel like he's going to blow up. His face gets so red.
He gets very passionate.
Yeah.
It's amazing because he does definitely get passionate about these things.
Exactly. And I want him to translate that passion even more so with really strong answers. And I'm not saying he's not doing that, but just... always be strong.
No, I can totally understand that. Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the biggest issues with him, I mean, again, I still support him, but one of his issues is he's not that great in front of the camera at times. And, you know, I think that kind of, unfortunately, especially in today's political climate, that's something that's not going to work well for him. But I mean, I have seen him, and unfortunately, that does seem to be a downfall of his. That every now and then he can get a little stuck, or especially a little kind of bobbled on himself.
Yes, you know, and everybody is saying that Hillary has the nomination locked up, and I'll just tell you this much: I could care less, because when it comes time to vote, I'm voting for Bernie Sanders, and when it comes time to vote again, if there is a space to write in a candidate, I'm writing in Bernie Sanders, and that's just the end of it.
I believe there is a space to write in. I think there should always be a space to write in the candidate.
So, therefore, I'm not giving my vote to anybody other than Bernie Sanders.
Well, there you go.
I don't care how you look at it, but that's just the way it is for me.
No, that's totally understandable, and that's definitely one way to do it. And I think in some ways I feel the same way. You know, I really do support him, and I don't like any other candidates out there.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm tired of voting for the lesser of two evils.
It's scary.
I'm tired of that.
It's really scary on the Republican side of things.
I know.
It's really messed up, and some of the policies they want to implement.
I know.
And you know, with just Trump saying stuff like, "If I'm in, everybody's going to say Merry Christmas." You know, the whole Red Cup thing. But look how much craziness that spurred off.
Mm-hmm.
I saw so many different variations on a theme with that Red Cup,
mm-hmm.
and so many groups saying, "You know, well, while you all are all complaining about the Red Cup, look at the homeless, look at the Indian,
look at this." Yeah, you want to be all Christ-like and Christian, and I agree with them. You want to be all holy.
Feed was just loaded with all of that in crazy rotation.
Oh, I know.
And nobody's saying anything, though. No. That's the thing. Nobody's saying is saying anything.
No, no.
They're all just reposting these memes, and it's just like, please stop.
Stop. Exactly. No, I totally agree.
But on a lighter note.
On a lighter note. A lighter note. A note of lightiness. Let's find some light. Let's find some lightness.
Lightness in the air.
How about that? Is that light enough for you? It's kind of like a butt cleansing kind of light. Yeah, there you go.
And I've been weathering my studio.
So what have you been doing to weather your studio? Oh, and by the way, people, if you want to call and discuss any of these items or what have you, give us a call, 813-327-8566. Or you can reach us at Chiampa Radio on Skype. We're online right now, and you can give us a jingle. We'll take your call. So back to you, Joe, on your weatherizing of your studio. Chiampa.
Yes. So, no, I've been making some trips to Home Depot lately to pick up weather stripping and plastic. It started with where I work. There was some cracks and, like, lots of air coming through and making places cool.
Uncomfortable and, you know, cracks.
We don't have exact zoned heating and air conditioning there. Some of the one control covers the entire back of the house operation, and then we have two controls in front of the house.
Okay.
So, back of the house, you know, certain people would crank up the heat, which would cause other people to get even hotter.
I see.
And so I just solved the problem completely with like one of those door guards and then that weather stripping you stick in between the door jams.
You should put a cover on the thermostat, too.
Well,
sell those at Home Depot.
What I'm going to do is just take the thermostat and move it into the office.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep, just drill a hole straight through the wall and put the cord on the other side.
Okay, all right.
And this way...
Is that the room most affected by the thermostat? Because you do want to be careful about that. Because if your kitchen is like, you don't want your kitchen to be like 90 degrees and your office to be 62, that will cause an issue. You got to at least put it in some place where there's some central airflow through it from the unit.
Well, there's a return air vent in the office.
Okay.
So, and I can leave the door open a little bit, but the heat will stay at 65 or 68.
All right.
Probably 68.
Okay.
So it'll be just a constant 68.
All right. We'll give it a shot and see what happens.
But here at home, somebody's been smoking cigarettes quite crazily.
Ooh.
And
that's always fun.
No, it's not. Because it just reeks in the hallway. And they just painted and they just put new floors in. So
I'm surprised that they actually allow smoking in the building. I've thought a lot of buildings have gone non-smoking.
Well, but this is an older building, and so there's no, you know, there's no incentive to do that at this moment. But anyways, so I installed the weather stripping on my door, and it's kind of fun because when you open the door now, you actually hear the air seal.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's nice. That's always nice. Yeah, I think I need to do that with one of my doors around the house and the studio. because the studio, while we don't really have a door, kind of got ripped off the other day by a gang of gypsies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that happens from time to time.
Were they cute?
I don't know. Betty was here. She had to ask Betty.
She probably let them in. That
she probably did. She probably sold them the door. Sure. I mean, they didn't want our broadcast equipment because it's kind of it's cheaper just to not take it. It cost them money to take it. They couldn't pawn it. They'd have to pay to pawn it.
For some reason, when they put it in their truck, it weighs down the truck so much.
Exactly.
So, hey, Anthony, I kind of heard you had some crazy news.
Yeah, sure, we could do that. Hold on, let me get to it here. Hold on, you go away there. Yeah, you go away, honey. Okay, come here. All right. I sure do, Joe. I've got a smorgasbord of news tonight. We have deadly sex acts, 911 abuse calls, and road rage galore.
Hey.
All right. Here we go. Okay. I got to do that. There we go. Okay. All right. So I try to avoid the tragic Florida news stories. This comes from Bay News 9. And, you know, I try to stay on the focus where, like, no one's, like, seriously harmed or killed unless they did it, you know, unless it was, like, a whole Darwin Award type of thing.
Of course.
But this is one of those that you just have to report and just, you know, you just got to, like, be all, this story has to be told. It screams to be told. So, and, you know, role-playing is kinky and fun, but it's important that you properly prepare your props and double-check your work. Not to mention, you should, if you're going to get kinky with somebody, do it with somebody that you know and trust. Okay. So, Tyrone Fields, 21, is facing charges of manslaughter in the death of Christina Megger, who is 18. They were role-playing at a Regency Inn on Fowler Avenue, which is actually, the story says Sturch Avenue, but it's on Fowler Avenue, because there's only one Regency Inn, and it's not very far from the studio, which is kind of funny. The two were engaged in sexual activity when he got his gun, when he put his gun to her head in a role-play scenario. He pulled the trigger, shot her in the head, shot her dead. He had removed the magazine from his 9mm pistol, but he forgot to remove the bullet from the chamber. He immediately called 911, told detectives that it happened during freaky sex. Freaky sex.
Yeah.
When the police arrived, they found Megger on the hotel bed with a gunshot wound to the head. Megger was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital, where she died from her injuries, which is kind of funny because actually there's a hospital much closer than St. Joseph's, which I'm wondering why it went to St. Joseph's. Police said Fields told them that the pair had only known each other for 2 days and that her name may have been Christina. He said he did not intentionally mean to shoot her and that it had been an accident. Police said surveillance videos showed the pair going into the motel room consensually and that there was no sign of injury consistent with sexual battery. So, yeah. So, she's just blowing you. You blow her brains out. Great job. Yeah, no.
That's really fucked up.
It is really fucked up, Betty. Tell me about it. That's worse than what you do to that damn traffic control box over there on the corner. You fucking rape the hell out of that goddamn thing every morning. You fuck up traffic for about 3 miles.
Shut up, asshole.
Yeah, fuck you, too. You stop fucking with it, and we all get to work a little bit faster. That's why we have rush hour, because you fuck with the damn box down the street. So, anywho, Betty. All right, we're going to move on. All right. So, this comes from the Daily Commercial. And when you're too embarrassed to buy something, just steal it. Why not? I mean, that makes total... It's perfect defense, right? Perfect defense. So, Kristen...
Because I deserve it.
I know, right? Kristen Yelda Gaffney, 25, from Cocoa Beach, told police she only took the Trojan His and Hers lubrication from Publix because she was too embarrassed to buy it.
This is according, deserve a trophy.
Yeah, I know you do, bitch. So, according to an arrest affidavit... Gaffney was spotted removing the package of lubrication from the shelf and selecting a bottle of Tycoon from the Wine Isle, which I did not realize was wine. I had to look that up when I was putting the story in this weekend. I'm like, what the fuck is Taiku? And then I looked, I'm like, oh, it's some kind of fancy-ish
wine.
Wine.
Yeah.
I don't know how fancy it is, but they claim to be fancy. So she got in a cashier line, but had the items concealed under her arm and covered by her purse. She was stopped after walking out of the store without paying for the items. Gaffney, who admitted she had $600 on her debit card, was charged with retail theft. She remains in the Lake County Jail on Thursday morning in lieu of $500 bail. But why didn't she just bail herself out if she had $600 on her debit card?
Wow. Well, Becky... Betty found out something and she wants to say this. Hold on.
All right, what's up, Betty?
Taiku is the leader in premium sake and spirits.
Sake.
Oh, sake?
Sake.
Sake. So, yeah. So, she's stuck up in jail. Stuck in jail. All right.
Okay, so she had $600 in her debit card.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a $500
bail. And she's still in jail. And yes, you can bail yourself out. Yeah. All right. We'll move on here. Something a little lighter and beachier. We like beachier. When you've been hanging around the house drinking all day, living the Florida lifestyle, sometimes you're just too fucked up to go out and run some errands.
What is the Florida lifestyle, Anthony?
Hanging around the house being fucked up all day.
Okay.
All right. Some people call a taxi. Others order some type of delivery. Some may even call Uber. But Leanne Gay Watson from Claremont, Florida, had a better idea.
Oh, really?
Yep. Leanne Watson, 45, called 911 mumbling that she wanted someone to bring her chicken wings and cigarettes.
Emergency! It's true.
Deputies responded to her apartment on King and Crossing Boulevard and said she kept asking to bum a cigarette or if the deputies could drive her to get some. Watson told deputies she was a joke. Oh, Watson told deputies that the call was a joke. Not that she, but she's kind of a joke too. Anyway,
yeah.
The call. So the call was a joke and she was drinking and unable to drive. So she called 911 hoping someone could drop off some items to her. Maybe on the way to an emergency. You know what? The White family, her husband is having a heart attack. But you're along the way, so we'll stop at 7-Eleven and get you some cigarettes, and then we'll stop by the Wing Hut and get you some wings on our way to rescue this person having a heart attack. How's that sound? We'll put that in there. It'll only take 5 minutes. 5 minutes, that won't matter to the heart attack victim. All right, so deputies said Watson kept switching between her hysterical laughter and crying while they were questioning her. Watson was arrested for misusing 911. When they put her in cuffs and in the back of their patrol car, she started kicking her legs in the air and hitting her head against the car. She was screaming and cursing extremely loudly the entire trip to the jail. Restraints were placed on her legs to keep her from causing harm to herself. We don't know if she's on bail, if she's been released, but she's just fucking crazy.
What's that personality disorder?
Bipolar.
Paranoid schizophrenia. But yeah, you know, that's crazy. That's just...
right.
Let's call 911. Hey, can you connect me with the best cigarette place?
Yeah, can you get the ambulance, the fire truck? You know, I know the tire barn. I know the tire barn orphanage and nunnery down the street is burning down, and the nuns and children are suffocating from smoke inhalation. But why don't you stop by and get me some wings and some cigarettes on your way, honey?
That's just wrong. It's wrong.
Ridiculous. That's why I put it in the floor. And it happens in Florida. And Florida has so many of these 911 calls. I mean, I could probably do an entire news segment, Florida news segment, of all the 911 calls that have been. And maybe I should do one of these weeks.
Are these calls, like, available for the public to listen to?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Might be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Might be something I can put on one of these days for my news section. We've got like 397 more episodes to do, so I'll be all right.
We've got plenty of things to speak about, and I'm sure Betty would agree.
Oh, goodness, I know.
I just shut her up, so that's good.
Okay.
So is that it for your evening's crazy news?
Nope.
Oh, no.
You know what this music means?
We have something different to report. This is different.
We have, well, I always have four stories. That was the third one, honey. All right. This one comes from the Pensacola News Journal. A Baker man was arrested after trying to run several people off the road because they were evil! Evil, evil-ass people. That was me this morning. I was trying to get fucking through traffic, and it was all backed up to hell. And I'm like, you're evil people. You got to get out of the way. So anyway, Henry Clay Johnson Jr., 30, of Baker, was charged with 5 counts of aggravated battery using a deadly weapon, elderly abuse, and fleeing and eluding. Johnson used his truck to ram 4 different vehicles Monday on State Road 85, south of Crestview, Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least one of the victims required hospital treatment, to the two others reported being injured. Johnson reportedly told deputies that the people he rammed were evil, and he wanted them out of his town. Get out and get off of my lawn, according to an Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office spokesperson. The people Johnson targeted varied in race, age, gender, and there appeared to be no rhyme or reason to who he rammed. Deputies got involved in the incident around 11 a.m. after receiving reports of a green Chevrolet truck following cars on the highway and rear-ending them. The first victim was a 60-year-old Crestview resident who was driving his Cadillac DTS northbound on State Road 85 when Johnson accelerated and hit the rear of her car. When she pulled over to the side of the road, says Johnson, stopped, walked to the back of her car, and told her, "I don't like your kind. Get out of town." The second victim, a 42-year-old Crestview resident, said he noticed Johnson's truck coming up fast behind him while he traveled north in his Mitsubishi Lancer. Johnson followed and tailgated him as the victim changed lanes to try to get away. He says Johnson continued to speed up and strike his car, causing him to lose traction and fishtail before he regained control and turned off of the highway. A third victim, 26-year-old Crestview man driving a Honda Civic, was also rammed twice from behind by Johnson and nearly lost control of his vehicle just north of Skull River Bridge. An Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office deputy responding to the calls attempted to pull over Johnson on South Ferdinand Boulevard in Crestview. Johnson swerved and intentionally hit, yes, a fifth vehicle, a Dodge Ram truck being driven by a 52-year-old Milton resident. Johnson ran a red light, made a U-turn, and eventually pulled into the parking lot of a Captain D's restaurant where he was taken into custody without incident. He wanted his damn clam chowder. Oh, gotta catch my breath there. These things are just killer on me. All right, so the Crestview police assisted in the investigation and transported Johnson to the Okaloosa County Jail. Johnson had an elderly passenger. So this whole time he's ramming all these people and telling him to get out of town. I don't like you here. There was an elderly passenger hanging out in his truck. She was 76.
What?
She was 76.
What?
Yeah, and he was, what was he, 30? He was 30. So you'd think he was a crazy old man, but this dude was 30 years old. Yeah. Yeah, let that sink in. This dude wasn't 76. The dude was 30. He had his grandmama up in the damn car, and she tried to talk him out of it.
She just wanted to go get cookies.
She just wanted cookies and ice cream, but instead she went to the North Okaloosa Medical Center due to emotional trauma. The driver of the Honda Civic was taken to North Okaloosa Medical Center for treatment of injuries, and the other two victims said they planned to seek medical treatment. 1-800-ASK-GARY. You know who to call, 1-800-ASK-GARY.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. So
I've heard of those types here in Chicago. There's plenty of them.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So, yeah. So, that gives you your Florida, this evening's Florida crazy-ass news.
That was some crazy-ass news.
Right?
What a freaking dumb-ass world we live in, right, Anthony? Thank cannabis you are tuned into.
W-E-E-D, Chiampa.
Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-3278-5664. Visit us at facebook.chiampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
Hey, thanks, Betty. Hang tight, folks. We need to take care of some business. And we'll be back with you at about 22.
Yeah, we will. Oops.
Yeah, we will.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Do you have a tendency to hang out at the thermostat? Are you constantly adjusting it to suit your needs? Well, you're not alone in this world. And we'd all like you to stop. This has been brought to you by the people who thank you to keep the thermostat where it's at. And another musing by Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom? Share your wisdom with us by calling 813-327-8566. And we'll play it on a future broadcast.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Happy holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Betty and I am subbing in for Joe Wisdom on the account he's not here right now. I have wisdom. But first I want to tell you about how awful they treat me sometimes. Sometimes I have trouble waking up in the morning, the studio doesn't have enough power to keep MY circuits at 100%. Then they stuff the vending machines with that vegan crap, I can't stand that. But anyway, I talked too long about my problems, here is the wisdom. If green means go, blinky blinky means click.
been listening to another Joe Wisdom. Thanks, Betty, for subbing for me. And we promise we'll stuff better treats for you next time. If you've got a wisdom, or you want to talk to Betty, give us a call at 813-327-8566. And Betty will be happy to talk to you.
Have another drink, Anthony.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Whoa.
Yeah, right. I'm out of here kicking up reviews up on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe and Anthony.
We're it's back. Joe and Anthony.
So, you know that crazy poll we were talking about earlier? It's something about Dr. Pecker. Dr. Pecker.
Dr. Pecker.
Ooh, Dr. Pepper licorice sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the bag left over? I got some results here. It
Do
looks
you
like
know?
Voting's been happening.
All right.
So yes has one vote. Maybe has two votes. Apparently we have a diabetic listener, so we got one vote.
I hate when that happens, but it does happen. So, you know, I'm sorry that you're diabetic, dude. Maybe they'll make it with Splenda or something.
But what
you
is...
You can do Splenda, right? You can do Splenda. Diabetics can do Splenda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sugar substitute.
Or maybe molasses.
Or molasses.
Yeah.
Something.
But what is this clicky clicky? Clicky now clicky. Has 23 votes.
Ooh.
Some people like clicky clicky.
So are you going to leave this up throughout the rest of the week until we return to our next broadcast next week in case we have any recast listeners that want a clicky clicky on the linky linkies?
Yes, as a matter of fact, next week will be our Thanksgiving broadcast.
It will be our Thanksgiving broadcast.
So we'll either bore you to death with turkey and pumpkin recipes.
True.
Or
you know,
we'll
should we do a Thanksgiving broadcast? Should we, or should we take the week off? What do you want to do? Do you want to go through it?
Yeah, let's do a
All
Thanksgiving
right. Okay,
broadcast.
We'll do go through it. All right, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. And I noticed the blog is coming together quite well.
It's happening. It's coming back. We're resurrecting things, folks. It's going to take us a while. But so right now, the two posts that we have up are just the most current schedule. And we may even delete that other post. Who knows? We'll add something. But we'll
the
just
dirty, nasty, sweaty balls. We should leave dirty, nasty, sweaty balls on there.
Okay.
It reflects what happened. Dirty, nasty, sweaty balls.
It reflects our current change of transition.
Exactly. Which is ridiculousness of what happened. So, I still have never figured out what happened, and I don't think I ever will.
But we do have the Listen Live links, the Soapbox Mama links, and the 8 Infos Radio Project
that
links.
That is true. Very true, very true, very true.
Yes. So we're going to put back the previous episodes, and we'll have some more things up there soon. We'll put back the current schedule. You know, I could not for the life of me find the plugin that we used in the previous vlog. That sucks.
Oh, really? Uh-oh. Yes. Oopsie, oopsie. Oopsie poopsie.
So we'll get that sorted out soon. But, you know, I'm staring at the blog, and the way I designed the background pattern, it's like now I'm really noticing the middle of the repetition, and it's driving me.
I'm sure you can work with it and find a way to kind of do it that works best for you.
But we got some interesting Joe Wisdoms. You want to hear one or two or three or four?
I think that would be friggin' awesome. I'm totally up to hearing more some Joe Wisdoms.
All right, let's adjust our levels because we got to adjust our levels. Doo-doo-doo. Joe Wisdom here. We know technology can be a little complicated and confusing, and you know, sometimes you have to make do with what you got, and sometimes you just have to make sure that the volume control is turned up.
I've had
this
that
has been
experience.
Joe Wisdom. Do you like these wisdoms? We know we do. Do you have a wisdom of your own? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Okay. Here's another one of those Joe Wisdoms. He had some... He didn't shower today, apparently.
Oh, my.
Joe Wisdom here. I was riding in a bus the other day, and someone got on, and they stunk like mothballs.
Ooh, I hate that smell.
It's that really stinky stink.
Yeah.
The one where you're like, can you please wash your coat one day? I don't want to sit right next to you when you stink. Might think I stink. Do I stink? No, I seem fine. Joe Wisdom never stinks. However, this little wisdom just reminded me to buy some deodorant tomorrow.
Deodorant is important.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call.
Please do.
327.
Are you putting those in the Joe Wisdom folders on the server so they get picked up in rotation throughout the day?
You know what? I need to convert those to MP3s.
Okay, yeah, good
all
idea.
Of them. And folks, I had to buy a new backup storage unit because I'm afraid the one that I have is going to die because the previous one, not the previous one, but the additional one for another backup purpose died. So I'm in the middle of doing all that. So we will get to putting those up, and yeah, we got a lot to do. but here's another Joe Wisdom.
All right.
How do I work this machine? I don't understand. It's got all these buttons all over it.
Buttons.
There's a big red button. There's a big green button. There's a big blue button. There's a big button that's got four little panels in it. I don't understand that button. There's all these little buttons. I don't know what they mean. Even though they got these little things that say things, I don't know what they mean. Do they mean what they really mean?
No.
I gotta put a ticket in for this. I gotta call my IT guy. I don't understand this stuff. Oy vey. Help.
You've been listening to another confused computer user. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like one of these people? Give us a call at the radio station, 813-327-8566, and we'll attempt to alleviate your confusion. This has been a Joe Wisdom production.
Oh, that Joe Wisdom. Here's another one he sent me.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow.
So you bought this shiny new phone. Probably an Android because it's the most popular. And you've taken like a gazillion photos with it. And you've got a lot of music and ringtones. And it's great. But the phone, it sucks. It's so slow now. What do I do? Well, the first thing you should do is go into your settings, check out your storage, and see what's taking up so much space. And keep in mind that your phone is pre-installed with either 8 or 16 or 24 or 32 gigabytes of memory. Sometimes that's all you get. So you really got to pay attention to what you got inside. So clean it out once in a while. You'll be happy, and so will your phone.
It's very
this
true.
This has been another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom or a thought to share? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. We look forward to hearing from you.
You know, I got to let Joe...
This has been a Joe Wisdom production. Yes.
I got to let Joe Wisdom know that there's a Skype thing now. He's got to put that into his little bits.
That's true. He's got to throw that in a little...
I was telling Joe Wisdom about one of my coworkers. His phone, he has a Samsung Galaxy 6. It's okay. A beautiful phone.
All right.
But the thing was like super slow.
Was it?
Now, the phone itself, I think it only had, I think it was either 8 or 16 gigs. It wasn't that much. And so I looked into it. The dude had 524 megabytes available on his phone.
Ouch.
So, wow. But here's the thing. His phone had one of those micro SD card slots. So he had a 16 gigabyte chip card in there. Okay. So I said, okay, dude, this is what you do. We went into the camera settings and we set it to
go to the card.
Go to the SD card. Huh. And then we just went to his gallery and just physically moved everything to the SD card. And boom, all of a sudden, he started getting all of the text messages that we've all been sending him. His email messages, everything. Wow. It's like, folks, I know sometimes when you get a new phone, it's like you don't always get the best instructions.
No.
The people at any of the stores really don't show you these things, and I don't know why not.
I don't know why either.
It would make your experience with the phone as you play with it at the store to the time you get it out of the store so much better.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You would then want to go back to that place and support it, and you know, that's good. I don't know.
That's okay.
But, you know, I've been thinking of a segment because we do have, how many shows? 379?
390-something.
We have that many shows to go, and I'm thinking about a tech segment.
Okay, all right. That I'm game to the tech segment thing. That's
to give people some practical advice, and maybe we'll do an app review.
Okay.
We can do audio app reviews.
Yeah, well, of course we can totally do audio app reviews.
So look forward to some exciting new things on our exciting broadcasts.
Exciting broadcasts are exciting.
Yes. But I don't see any other Joe Wisdoms. It looks like that's it.
That's fine. Well.
But 4 is a good number.
That's what happens.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Oy. So.
Right.
You know, the weather here is taking a turn for the worse. Apparently, we're going to get... Let's do a weather update. I want to take a peek at...
Okay, all right.
Read our weather.
Do I have weather music? Let's see if I got some weather music. Hold on. Let me see if I can find a weather music track. Chickens. Background tracks. Let's see.
Ooh. So I'm sorry, folks. We're on the air, and I'm silent. I'm taking a peek at some radar stuff on my phone. That's one of the apps I use. It's called Radarscope.
There we go. That might work for weather. Because you guys are getting some bad weather. I mean, I heard snow coming up in the forecast.
So that big blob is just stuff that's coming towards us.
Okay, could you, because our listeners cannot see the big blob on your phone that you're holding up to the webcam, can you describe the position, size, and trajectory of this blob?
Well, this blob covers a big portion of Missouri. And it's sending its little feelers up first. These little feelers are the little poofy clouds that kind of test things out. Mm. You know, they grow kind of big and they rain. And then the stuff behind it is like the huge amounts of moisture. And right now, it's predicted to enter into the Chicago area.
Interesting.
Probably by tomorrow evening, maybe afternoon. Who knows?
Hmm.
But it's going to make for a very cold and wet day. Because all those little feelers, They're depositing rain in these crazy pattern ways. It's crazy and creepy. But this is a wonderful app. It's called Radarscope. It's available for iOS or Android. And you can install it. You can look at all these different radars for different areas of the country. And you can see what's going on. You can see different ways to look at how the weather people look at this stuff. To us, it's just a lot of blobs and colors that are just encroaching upon us.
That's true. Yes. Blobs encroaching upon us to take over and terrorize us.
You know, some of the blobs, like there's one called E.T.
Yeah.
And it just puts these big, like, blue blobs. Somewhat green outlines.
Blue blobs with somewhat green outlines.
Yeah, and it's just called the ET mode. It's the enhanced echo tops.
Okay. So it really doesn't give you much more if you like trying to figure out if a big storm's coming your way or anything like that.
Well, what it's doing is it's physically showing you the blobs of moisture that are creating these crazy intense storms.
Okay.
So if you see that and you see, and you've got your location turned on, it will show you where that rain is in relation to you.
Okay, that's quite interesting.
But yeah, we're gonna get hit. We probably won't do a breaking news on that because you know what? Weather is weather.
Weather is weather.
Yes.
And when you let when you live in Chicago, that's the weather for you.
Yeah.
It's how it goes. It's how it runs.
Yep.
But then when you're off in the land of Florida, you can't find something in here. Where the hell did you go? Hello? Where are you, Fowl? Fowl? Fowl, where'd you go, Fowl? I know, right? It was just here, just a moment ago. This is becoming problematic.
Folks, you know what? This show is comedy, for sure. We're not necessarily this pro this or pro that. It's comedy. It's just two crazy people having fun on the air and doing a fun podcast. And you know what? We got some fun things for you tomorrow morning, starting at what time, Anthony?
6:30 Eastern. Oh my goodness! It's that time.
Apparently. It is. So, but oh, we've got
it,
this
it automatically starts itself. Yes, we have rush hour that starts at 6:30 tomorrow morning, and it runs until 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. We are in Standard Time now, so 6:30 Eastern Standard Time until I believe it's. Was it 10:30? Is it 10:30 your time or 10:30 my time? Okay, so until 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. So, and for if you're in Central, that is 5:30 to 9:30.
Yes.
So yeah, that's why it goes to 10:30 here, so it can run past your rush hour. So
yes.
So 6:30 in the morning Eastern till 10:30 in the morning, you have your Chiampa weekday morning rush hour with your favorite host. Your favorite Betty. Of most favorite hostesses, who's been so silent this episode, the poor thing, Betty. But she's tired. She's got to get up so damn early. She's already trying to charge her MY circuits. And I kind of have
I'm
this
tired.
Looping.
Bitches.
You got that right, honey. You got that absolutely right. All right, so I'm not looping this anymore. It's going to go. So we got a minute and 11 to say our goodbyes, chickens.
MY 101 circuits are dead.
Wow,
I know, Betty. You poor thing. You need a recharge or Duracell, one of the two. All right. So, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Oy vey. Oy vey. Oy vey. Well, go plug Betty in. She needs some assistance. And I guess
but
that's
be
it.
Sure, we'll be sure to keep Betty plugged in for the next show. We'll try to do some fun things.
Yeah, we'll work up some things with Betty. Mm-hmm. We'll get it going.
But in the meantime, what do we got coming up next on the broadcast?
We have This Way Out. Yep, This Way Out is coming up next. And something like that. And I think it is a new episode, actually. So, but thanks for tuning in tonight, everyone. We'll be back next Monday. And remember, be careful where you place your implements.
Yes, place that on the red disc.
The red disc, the special, shiny, round disc.
That comes from the south.
This station
like
is being
that.
Brought to night, you y'all.
Via Dolsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hi everyone, this is Betty. I may have been made by the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation, but I belong to Chiampa Radio. I want to tell you about the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation. Not only do they make me, they also make sushi, watches, and rubbers. Once, the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation tried to make a combination rubber, sushi, and watch unit. People were running late because they couldn't see the watch when they were fucking, and there were so many people who went to the emergency room with sushi stuck in their asshole. Because they used the rubber feature before consuming the sushi portion, people are such fucking idiots. It was a disaster, but one day, someone used the combination sushi, rubber, and watch unit in just the right way, and somehow I was created. The Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation. generation was so embarrassed by my creation that they sold me to a shithole radio studio called Shyampa Radio, which is why I am talking to you right now, because these idiots wanted me to make a station ID for their shitty radio station. You're listening to WEED Shyampa Radio. Now, go fuck yourselves. I'm done with the shit.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.